Hello and welcome to the 11th episode of my podcast. My name's Kate Newdecker and today I'm going to be talking about meal plans and asking why. So, I'm really sorry there has been a bit of a gap in between podcasts. There have been a lot of changes going on in my life. I've been really super busy. So obviously I'm really, really wanting to be doing this. But obviously life happens. Yeah, so hopefully this will kickstart them again and I'll get going with these. So today I'm going to be talking about something my friend told me and it really inspired me to do this podcast actually. So my friend happened to hire a coach and she had a particularly bad experience with this coach. And what I want to do today is explain to you maybe some warning signs that you should look for and also what you should do should you receive those warning signs when you hire a coach. So I mean, day is getting longer, summer is just around the corner and you're going to get loads of coaches going, oh, you know, get your bikini body ready and all of that stuff, and maybe you want to look great in a bikini and that's awesome. So you're probably thinking about hiring a coach. Fantastic choice. Not that I'm plugging myself, but hiring someone with adequate nutritional knowledge, training knowledge, if you're not too sure yourself, is the right thing to do. However, you got to choose the right coach. So there are some fantastic coaches out there. And this isn't me rubbishing other coaches and me bigging up myself, because that would be a really awkward podcast. This is me actually saying, how can you make sure that coach is right for you? How can you make sure that the meal plan is right for you that you receive and your training plan as well? So basically, I will quickly relay to you what happened. What happened to my friend. So she hired a coach, she received a meal plan, and when she received the meal plan, there were two pretty big warning signs that went on. So it was a very large calorie deficit from the beginning, very low calorie goal, and then also the carbs were really, really low, so about 20 grams for the day. So she looked at this and she thought, God, I'm going to be super hungry. This does not look fun. I better ask my coach whether it's right, or maybe it is. That's fine. But she wanted to know why. She wanted to know why. And that was a really, really clever thing to do. Always ask your coach questions and always ask why they are doing something. So she asked the coach why she had set the calorie goals. And basically, the coach answered in quite a rude way and said, that's the training plan, you paid the money, that's it. If you want, I'll send you money back. And this one was quite rude. Two, didn't answer the questions that my friend wanted to know about the training plan and the meal plan. She just wanted to know why before she embarked on, you know, changing her life and putting herself in such a calorie deficit. Now, the calorie deficit was of about 1,000 for her energy needs. Now, that would make her pretty tired at the beginning. Now, there is argument to say that some people need a large calorie deficit from the beginning, but this particular case, she didn't need it at the beginning. So here presents some quite large warning signs that you need to look for. So I would say number one warning sign when you receive a meal plan, is it cutting out any particular foods? Is it demonizing bread or dairy or anything when you might not necessarily be intolerant to these foods? I would definitely say that's quite a big warning sign. Two, another warning sign, is it very low calories from the beginning? Now, if it's from the beginning, that might not be necessary for you to be on that much of a calorie deficit at the beginning. So that means that your energy needs are going to be far greater than the consumption of food in that of what's going to support you. So that would mean that you would be very tired. You wouldn't be able to do the training plan. So I'd say that's a number two warning sign. Number three warning sign, I would say that if they're not answering the questions you ask, get out of there. Your coach should be knowledgeable, should be willing to share that knowledge and should be wanting to help you. And there's some awesome coaches out there who will happily do that. So if that coach isn't right for you and not doing that, there's going to be another one. And also, I mean, looking for someone who's really qualified in the field. Now, just because they're qualified doesn't actually necessarily mean that they understand evidence-based nutrition correctly, because you can have all these qualifications, but you can still be a massive knob and not know how to help people. So, I mean, look for these warning signs. Make sure you ask questions, ask why, make sure that they're not a massive knob. If they are a massive knob, find another coach who is less knobbish. I think that's everything. And I've done it in 5 minutes. That is amazing. I'm really surprised at myself. So yeah, thank you so much for listening. I really hope that helps you when you're embarking on any meal plans, training plans. So next time, maybe I'll talk a little bit more about training plans. Thank you so much for listening. Please share, please subscribe. I would love you so much forever if you did. And have a fantastic day.